5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
That's it. If I can stay funny, I can stay alive. I'm back.
It's Jamie Foxx. Remember when he like went MIA and had a weird medical emergency, but nobody would talk about what the medical emergency was?
I mean, I feel like still
nobody will
nobody's
talk about
talking about. But, we have no idea.
But now I know why. So, Raven, producer Julie, producer Justin, they announced, and that was a clip from it, the trailer, that Netflix is going to have a special coming out on December 10th, and it's called "What Happened Was ... So basically, it'll be him doing a stand-up. I think a stand-up, but explaining what medical emergency he had, what it almost did that took him out, and all of that. And they're keeping everything really quiet.
Yeah.
And I'm just laughing because I think, like, he's, like, on the hospital bed. They don't know if he's going to make it or not. And he rolls over and he says to the doctors, "Don't tell anybody in case I need to make a Netflix special." Right? Like, don't you think that's what happened? That's why nobody talked about it?
Well, listen, I mean, number one, protect your biggest story because it's yours. You own it and get as much out of it as you can. Look at, like, Chris Rock after the slap, right? What did he do? He made everybody wait. Same thing until he did his special. So do I think that he's going to tell us everything in this special? No. But I think he's going to talk about it or talk around it like for like half hour of that. Yes, I do. And he's really good at storytelling. So I'm sure it'll be interesting one way or the other.
But he also shared that the three words he lives by now.
Okay.
And I was laughing because, you know, he made like a whole big thing about it. He posts like, "This is my mantra. After surviving something that I thought I would never go through, my good friend James, who also happens to be my manager, gave me this phrase and I live by it now." He goes, "When you come through the darkness and the light looks brighter," he's like, "These are the words you need."
Okay. So, I mean, that sounds really big. That's epic, right? Like, I mean, that's dramatic for his life.
Ready? "No bad days."
Oh, wow. That was great.
"No bad days." But the days is D-A-Y-Z. Like in 1998, when I used to tag my textbook,
obviously,
I used to write, "Anna was here," W-U-Z.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Okay. So does everybody else have like a mantra? Do you have one?
What are the three words you live by? Julie, you go first.
Go.
Eat good food.
That's a good one.
Can't go wrong. Good day, bad day.
Eat good food.
Eat it. Good food.
I really like that one.
It feels like it would be right at home on the Food Network.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like the Barefoot Contessa or somebody else could have said that. And you'd be like, wow, that is a great idea. That's a great name for a book. Really nice.
Thank Justin, you. How about you?
Yeah. I like use your words.
That sounds confrontational. I'm not going to lie.
I feel like that's something I say to my daughter, my little one, my 6-year-old, all the time. Use your words, not your hands.
If you want a disagreement to go from A level to the next level with my wife, I would say use your words, and that would be bad.
It applies in so many situations. It can be a good thing, too. Okay. You know, elaborate. Expand on that. I would like to hear more. Please use your words and tell me more of how we can engage in this conversation.
No, it still feels a little bit condescending.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It
still
bit.
Feels
That's
a little
okay
bit
too.
Condescending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Raven will know these three words because I say it every single day. Sooner you start.
Wait, so you're only giving us half the phrase.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready.
Yeah. So every day, like, you know, when you like get out of bed and you're like grogging, you don't want to do anything and you're just kind of like, oh, why? What is this? What is this? My life? I always say, sooner you start, sooner you finish.
That is true. That is true. Here's my take no prisoners.
Now talk about confrontational.
Right.
Well, I mean, at least I'm not beating around the bush. It's not passive aggressive. Like, I mean, I'm just saying it.
I want to switch to Julie's. Can I also eat good food?
Try.